Hey, everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week, we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Castor and Pollux, maker of America's number one organic pet food, Organix. Look for their newest line, Pristine, the only complete line of pet food made with responsibly sourced ingredients. Learn more at heritageradionetwork.org/pets.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network. We're a member-supported food radio network broadcasting over 35 weekly shows live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. Join our hosts as they lead you through the world of craft brewing, behind the scenes of the restaurant industry, inside the battle over school food, and beyond. Find us at heritageradionetwork.org.
Greetings and welcome to Animal Instinct here on Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host, Celia Kutcher. I'm also known as the Food Healer, and I am really excited about today's show because Halloween is coming up, and if you live in New York or the tri-state area, you may be familiar with the Tompkins Square Park Halloween Parade, which has a zillion dogs and a zillion people, and we're talking to Garrett Rosso today, who's in charge of this whole thing. So I'm just going to get started because this is one of the most amazing events in the city as far as I'm concerned. Garrett, how are you today?
Celia, how are you?
It's so good to see you.
I haven't seen you since last year's parade
when you were
judging.
I know, and I'm judging again this year.
I know. Whenever I see you, it brings back costumes, dogs, all sorts of craziness.
And I got a good costume for this year.
So you do?
Yes, I do. I'm
Can you tell?
Excited.
Can we talk about it?
Yes, I'm basically going to be in a skin-tight zebra costume.
What?
Yes.
No way. Yeah,
it's fabulous. It came out for Gay Pride. It comes out for all the good things, all the good parties. I am a zebra, so I will be.
So you
a zebra.
Have your stock costumes, right?
I do. I have a million costumes, actually. It's a little bit.
Somebody texted
unusual.
Me the other day.
Yeah.
And they were like, damn you. And I'm like, what did I do? And she was like, do you understand that right now I've got 5 suitcases filled with dog Halloween costumes?
Oh my God.
And I don't have a damn thing to wear to this job interview. And I'm like, what?
It's like the witch
costume. And I'm like,
I can't help you.
I cannot help you. I put on this, this is my claim to fame. I put on this one crazy Halloween dog costume parade a year. And like, I'm not, you know, get prepared for your job interview.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, it's like the winnings of
but
the dog parade.
That's what people
that
are doing. Like, they're collecting costumes for their dogs to wear, and they don't have like clothes to go on a job interview with.
Well, some of those dog costumes are pricey, you know, so like you got to have your prey. What is that?
Because this is our 27th year doing this.
Really?
And I remember,
God,
like when we first started doing this, there wasn't even dog parks in New York City.
Yeah, seriously.
We were like, this was like the first dog park was Tompkins Square Dog Park. And come Halloween time, people used to come sauntering into, like, it wasn't even a dog park yet.
Yeah.
But there was a lawn that we used to all go to. And they'd come sauntering in, and somebody would have gotten, like, you know, a store-bought mask or something for their kid and put it on their dog. And we were like, and that was the original. There wasn't no industry that made Halloween costumes for dogs.
No, there was nothing like that.
And each year it got a little bit more crazy. And we were like, at some point we were like, you know what? Someone needs a ribbon for this. Somebody needs something. And I think we eventually needed to raise money for, like, I don't know, the gate kept falling off the park. So I think, like, there was, like, a pet store said, well, we'll give a bag of dog food to whoever has the best costume.
Oh, nice.
And that's how it started.
That's so funny.
And now we have Hamilton tickets.
Are you serious?
Yeah, this year.
What?
This year's best in show. Like, no one else can get them, but we got 2 pair of tickets to see Hamilton.
Oh, I'm not judging. Screw it. I'm going to dress up my cats and see if I can win these tickets. That's crazy. I mean, last year's prizes were good, but oh my God, Hamilton tickets.
We got Hamilton
tickets.
That's
crazy.
This year.
Good for you.
I mean,
you.
For years we used to give away Apple, like it was all Apple
products.
Yeah,
I remember that.
I mean, there was a time when people got excited about iPods.
Yeah.
I mean, no, seriously?
I know.
iPod?
Now it's like my grandmother has one of those.
So we were really struggling, like, what's the next big prize that people, that like carried some weight on the street? And it was a toss-up between Bruce Springsteen tickets and Hamilton tickets.
Ooh, tough call. That's a tough call, man. But, I mean, Hamilton, it's like, if you're not from New York, if you're from New York, you're fully aware of the fact that getting a Hamilton ticket is basically about the same as, like, seeing Jesus on the subway. I mean, it's, like, no joke. So, like, this is just completely upped the stakes for this competition, like, big time.
So that's for the owners, and the dogs get a $250 shopping spree at Petco.
That's amazing. God, that's fantastic.
Yeah, we got some prizes.
You got some
we
good
got some
stuff.
Prizes.
So, like, when you guys first started doing this, how many people would you have showing up?
Oh, my, I mean, I used to know everyone by name.
Really?
There were really only a handful of us who, like, had big dogs at the time.
Yeah.
And this was, I mean, if you remember back to, like, the 80s.
Yeah.
People like Jimmy Breslin were talking about, I don't even think dogs should be allowed in New York
That's
City.
That's true.
And there was literally, forget dog parks, there was actual talk about leash dogs shouldn't be in city parks.
I remember that.
So the parade actually started with this group of us who all were, like, advocates to get dog parks started in New York City.
Nice.
And the parade was the way we were going to raise money.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the first thing they do in politics,
yeah,
when they don't want you to do something, they're like, they'll give you all these reasons, no, no, no. And when you, like, solve all those problems, they're like, okay, well, now the next thing, it's going to cost money.
Totally.
So the parade got started as a fundraiser to build the first dog park.
And, I mean, it is literally the first dog park in New York. It is known as the First Run. And
it used to
reason.
Be known as First
yeah.
Run, but it's like the Tompkins Square brand is just, you know,
I mean, it, you
that
can't,
takes
yeah,
over.
Exactly.
Takes over.
But it was the first dog run, and, I mean, obviously you had a lot to do with that, so thank you for that. So let's give these people these details. So, like, when is this grand soiree?
So we're going to, this year's parade is going to be this Saturday.
Cool.
Starting at noon.
Cool.
At 11 o'clock, there will be nobody in Tompkins Square.
No kidding.
At about 11:30, we'll all be like, oh my God, is anyone going to show up for this?
Totally.
And then somewhere between 11:30 and noon, Celia, how many people show up?
Oh my God. What was it last year? 10,000?
Like more than 10,000 people.
It was nuts.
Yes.
And it,
like,
you're right, because I
in
remember
in the course
it was cold.
Of 20 minutes, they just appear.
They do. And I mean, well, it's East Village mentality.
And then the cops
too.
Start coming and they're like,
yep.
Garrett, are you in charge? Because we can't get people to cross Avenue A.
Oh, my God.
We've got like, there were so many people, they couldn't get cars down Avenue A.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, I was trapped in the judging area the whole time, so I didn't get to
You don't
experience.
Get to see it.
I don't
it.
See all the
you
mayhem.
You know how I noticed? Because at one point, the chief of police came up on stage and
oh,
said,
no.
Get him off of here. This was 2 years ago. And I'm like, but I'm putting the show on. It was like, Garrett, you got to come with me. And I'm like, okay,
oh,
sir.
God.
Okay, sir. Because I get like that way around authority.
Fair enough.
And he brought me over to, you know, there's that manager's house. And
yeah.
Like, I don't know what you, the park house.
Totally.
And he was like, up on the roof. And I'm
Are
like,
you
what?
Serious?
I'm like, oh my God, a cop's making me climb up on the roof. So he got up on the roof and he was like, look. And as far as I could see, it was like a traffic jam.
Oh, my God.
So he's like, next year, we got to do this differently.
Okay, fair enough.
And that's how we ended up in that big space we're in now.
And so here's a question for you that I've always wanted to know because I have no idea. Can you, if you are entering to be judged, because a lot of people just show up and just kind of hang out in the park. But if you actually want to be judged and be part of the competition, how do you register?
You don't need to. You just, this is a free event. It's a New York City Parks event.
Cool.
And it's free and open to all.
So basically just show up and get your number.
Just show up.
Okay.
You show up and you decide you want to get on stage.
Okay.
And some people don't even want to get on stage.
A lot of like, people don't.
People bring their own stages.
What? Are
yeah.
you kidding?
We don't see this when we're in the judging area, but other people set up stands
oh
in the park.
Oh, my God.
And I don't know. I mean, some of these dogs have like 20,000 Instagram followers.
Please, I know.
So they're setting up their own little stages in the park, and they're broadcasting.
No, they're not.
Yep, they live stream.
Oh,
like, and
my
they
God.
Set up their own little platforms. So, I mean, some of these dogs...
I love it. And is it only dogs? Like, can I bring my cat? Can I bring a lizard? Can I bring a rabbit?
We didn't. Well, you were a judge, right?
Yes.
So we've seen a cat.
Yeah.
We also saw a chicken, right?
Lady
Gaga. Do you remember the chicken?
Lady Gaga
chicken.
Lady Gaga is the most famous chicken in New York City, man. It's best dressed chicken I've ever seen, too. I mean, Lady Gaga's fabulous. I love her. She's amazing.
Was that one of the animals that Ada dressed?
Oh, I think so. I don't remember.
Because Ada makes clothes not just for chihuahuas, but doesn't she have a whole separate line just for chickens?
She will dress. I've had her on the show a bunch of times, and I remember my favorite line from her was like, I don't care what it is. If it's a snake, I'll make it a ball gown. No problem. So she'll dress anything. Like, she's amazing when it comes to that. And her work is spectacular on top of it. Yeah, I mean, okay, here's some of the things. One of the things I want to talk to you about is, like, you know, the competition is fierce. And so
it's become like the Burning Man for dogs.
It's insane. I mean, and it's like,
if
no
you
joke.
Don't have a costume figured out by Labor Day, you're behind the eight ball.
Yeah, you are.
And some of these, like those people from New Jersey.
They're
like,
incredible. Oh my God.
No, there's fights between the New York and the New Jersey contestants because the New Yorkers are saying those Jersey people, they have a yard. They've got garages
totally.
To build floats in.
Totally.
And we don't have room here.
Well, I mean, some of the costumes that I remember from last year, I remember there was an entire, it was Kiss. Remember that? With
the
four chihuahuas? Yeah, with the chihuahuas and the whole stage. And like, there was little tiny instruments for each dog and they all had the makeup on. I mean, insane.
And then there was that woman who built the scale replica of the Titanic.
Oh, that was nuts. And I mean, they won hands down on that year because it was spectacular.
They handed everyone a boarding pass.
Well, see, that's the trick. I mean, one of the tricks here, if you really want to be noticed by the judges, bribe them or make something and give it to the judges because it's a long day for us. I mean, we judged, I don't even know how many we judged last year. It was hundreds. So like anything that'll make you stand out. Also, we don't like store-bought costumes, guys. I'm sorry. Don't dress
there are ways to make a store-bought costume work.
Better.
You gotta have an angle.
Yeah.
Like one year the Headless Horseman won, and that was a store-bought costume. But they turned it into the Ichabod Crane.
Nice.
And they really had the dog trained just where they would throw the pumpkin head and the dog would run and catch it.
No.
And
oh my God,
it wasn't the greatest costume, but the dog sold it.
Yeah, totally. That's a good point. I mean, if you have a dog that hates being in public and is like a nervous wreck and doesn't want to be dressed, if you show up and you're dragging that dog down the runway, you ain't going to get a prize.
I remember like the people who did the Zoltar dog.
That was crazy.
It was a gorgeous set. Like they rebuilt, they made the entire Zoltar,
totally.
The soothsayer, like, you know, coin booth. But when it came time to go on stage, the dog was like, I'm not going in there.
Oh,
I'm not going in there.
Oh. Yeah, I know.
Remember,
that's the thing.
She jumped right out of the stage, right off the stage.
The pressure. I can't take the pressure. Yeah, I mean, we definitely want to see happy animals. That's a huge one for me. That's a really, really big one. And also, I mean, you got to be psyched to get on stage. If you're going to come up on stage and be like cranky pants and stomp around, that's not really a good look either, unless it's part of your concept.
And then there's always the dog that poops on stage.
That's true. That we should have a special prize for that. We really should.
Let's find one. Between now and Saturday, let's get one.
Okay, cool.
Let's get the poopy dog prize.
I can totally do that. I'm working at Abracadabra right now. The costume stores, I'll find something to bring for like the booby prize or the poopy prize. Oh my God, that's so good, Garrett. I can't stand it.
All right, we're going to do it. We're going to do it. We're going to have a poop prize.
I like it. And I mean, there is a panel of judges and everyone that judges, including myself, we take this really seriously. Maybe it points a little too seriously. However, you know, we're all there. And I mean, there's last year, I think 250 or 300 walked in front of us.
I think it was more.
It was nuts. And it was raining and it was freezing. And we still had 200 million people in that park.
It's a hard thing to judge that parade.
It is hard.
Like everyone always asks me to be a judge and I'm like, you don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know. We have to have a chief justice.
Seriously.
Like, I bring in Audrey every year because Audrey is like that physics girl.
She's awesome.
She can do like those Goodwill Hunting, like,
totally,
equations.
Totally.
And like, When everyone gets flustered, it's like, okay, Audrey, what's the answer?
Yeah. Yeah, she's really great. And the other judges, too, are wonderful. And I mean, we do take this seriously. We do pay attention, you know. And like I said, we take bribes. You bring us coffee halfway through, we may love you, you know. So like, it's kind of like the mermaid parade in terms of, you know, ethics and judging. However, no, if you come in with a crappy costume and you bring us pizza, you're not going to win. You know, like you need to make that effort on your work. And I mean, it's kind of funny because it's just talking about it. If you haven't seen it, I mean, these costumes are nuts and they're so much better basically than anything I've ever worn or that I own. And the creativity is amazing. So,
we've talked about the scale replicas, right? We had the scale replica of the Titanic.
Yep. And we had Kiss. And
the dogs were.
Oh, the fruit
snake.
Oh, Shake Shack. Shake Shack. You remember Shake Shack?
No, because that's because you're only thinking about food, Celia.
I'm starving right now. I know. We work in a restaurant. I'm sorry. But I'm thinking of scale models. And then last year, this is a little boy who he lives for this parade. He is no joke. And
oh, is this the corgis?
Yes!
Oh my God.
You know,
I'm about to disqualify the corgis.
Are you really?
I swear to God. The corgis are a nightmare. They are a nightmare. Last year, remember, like they were trying to stuff the ballot box.
Oh my God,
the
that's
corgis,
right.
The corgis.
Yeah, the corgis.
They've
rough.
Already broken into my apartment.
Are you kidding?
There's a whole group of them, and like their puppet master is Eric, who does the corgi meetup, and he's the puppet master. They've literally broken into my apartment.
Oh,
I woke
my
up.
God.
They had drugged me. They were hypnotizing me. They were trying to do this whole Manchurian candidate thing so that the corgis would win again. And they're like really on their last paw. The last paw.
It was serious. I mean, that kid last year was an English Bobby. I don't know if it's his mom.
Do you remember the year that corgis came as the Minions? It's
that
like,
was
that's
good.
Not even a costume because they just came and they destroyed everything.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, they are minions, you know, but they're so damn cute that it's not
every
like...
year there's that corgi invasion. And I'm telling you, I'm on my last nerve about it.
The corgis don't play. I'll tell you, it's definitely it.
They think that they just think they deserve to win.
They do. But I mean, I kind of love that attitude. It's more a terrier attitude over a corgi attitude, but you know,
they
somebody's...
don't even have tails.
The nerve. Tails like a rabbit. What in the hell is this? I mean, this is just crazy.
And what else? Scale replica. Oh, remember the Empire State Building?
Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
Yeah. It was.
Spectacular.
It was, oh, my God. The dog was Maddie. And it's a couple. And every year they do something amazing.
Yeah, they do.
And they did... a scale replica of the Empire State Building. The boyfriend was King Kong.
That's right.
And he carried the dog up. Like, he climbed his set. He climbed the costume and brought Maddie, who was Fay Wray, to the top of the Empire State Building.
This is the kind of competition we're talking about, people. I mean, this isn't a dog in a clown suit. I mean, this is like some serious stuff. And it's, if you don't have a pet... it's a hell of a fun day. If you want to come in a costume, you can. If you don't want to come in a costume, that's totally cool too. But if you like animals and you're in New York City on Saturday, you need to come to this because it's one of the most unbelievable things I've ever seen in my life.
And it's not a parade. Like we like the word parade.
Yeah.
But it's more like a fashion show.
It really is.
People are coming here from like, they're writing me from Ireland and
serious?
Japan. Like people
Holy
fly
shit.
In for this. And they're like, where's the best place to view the parade? So I should explain. It's that so what we do is you arrive, you get in line, and everybody gets their moment up on stage.
Because
everyone needs their like 15 minutes of fame.
Absolutely.
So you get in line, you walk up on stage, we have a host. This year it's Aiden Yeavs.
Oh, yay!
And Ruby's Pet Costume is our sponsor.
Cool.
So they're gonna be up on stage with us.
Cool.
And then you have your moment to like say who you are, who your dog is, and who you're dressed as.
Yep.
And then you walk down the catwalk in front of the judges.
Yep.
And hopefully you don't poop.
Exactly. But if you do, you get a special prize.
We're gonna get a special prize this year.
I am talking to Garrett Rosso all about the Tompkins Square Park Halloween Parade. We need to take a quick break for station identification. So we're back in about a minute and a half. Stay tuned. We're going to continue with the madness.
This episode is brought to you by Castor and Pollux, maker of America's number one organic pet food, Organix. You put a lot of care and thought into what you eat. After all, you're a food radio listener. That thoughtfulness goes hand in paw with how you feed your pets. Purposeful pet food doesn't happen by accident. Castor and Pollux scours the earth to carefully select the best organic and responsibly sourced ingredients. New Pristine from Castor and Pollux is the only complete line of pet food made with ingredients that are responsibly raised, caught, or grown. Feed your dog or cat the new standard, like grass-fed beef, wild-caught fish, and vegetables grown without synthetic fertilizers or chemical pesticides. Pristine from Castor and Pollux. Purposeful pet food. Learn more at heritageradionetwork.org/pets.
And we are back. I'm talking to Garrett Rosso, the guy who created the Tompkins Square Park Halloween Parade for dogs. And it's on its 27th year, and it's this Saturday from, what, it's like noon to like 3-ish, right?
We go until about 3 o'clock.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big thing. Like I was saying before the break, man, if you like dogs and you like costumes, you need to come to this. It's pretty amazing. Just to clarify, this is an all-age parade, so we're not big into nudity unless it's the animals that are naked themselves. So this is not the mermaid parade.
All right, how many Harvey Weinstein Weimaraners are there going to be?
Oh my god!
Every year, there's always like that. There's that movie. There's that costume. There's that celebrity.
We had Game of Thrones last year, but I have a feeling
Game
we're
of Bones.
Get more.
Game of Bones.
It's that's
called
right.
Game of Bones.
And they had the whole throne and the crazy chair and like the dogs and I mean the costumes were insane. I mean, I
how many
Burning
Lady
Man.
Gaga Great Danes could there possibly have been?
Seriously.
So who do you like? And then in political years, like we've had Hillary's. Yep. There's never an Obama.
Which was funny.
There was never an Obama, but there was many Trumps.
Yeah.
But I got a funny feeling like no one wants to do their dog as Trump anymore.
I haven't seen, I mean, in the costume shop that I'm working in right now, we have not had one person come in for a political costume this year, which honestly is kind of a blessing compared to past years. So I'm kind of okay with it.
I'm expecting like a Harvey Weinstein Weimaraner.
That's pretty genius.
A humpy Weimaraner.
So I have a question for you.
What do you think the big movie is this year?
Oh, God, I have no... Oh, the clown, Stephen King clown,
It. There'll be
It.
Some It dogs.
There'll
don't
be
you?
It dogs.
I know of one. I know
Do
of
you really?
One. Yeah.
I mean, I haven't been to a movie. Wonder Woman.
There'll be Wonder Woman.
We need to have Wonder Woman.
And you know, have you ever judged a real dog show?
Like,
because you
for
know, like, they politic,
stuff?
Right?
Oh my God, the
so, like,
crazy.
People have gotten my email.
Oh,
so
no.
They start prepping me for their costumes already. And it's like, and they know me by name, and I don't know who these people are.
Stinks.
And I'm getting emails from Pennsylvania. It's
oh
like,
my God.
And so I heard there's going to be a group costume, a Ooh. Group of pugs.
Oh, no.
All dressed as. The Handmaiden's Tale.
Oh my God! Oh my God! I'm so excited! I can't, oh my God, this is gonna be the most amazing year. I can't stand it. I mean, as a judge, this is gonna be my third year. And I mean, oh, we just love it. It's just so much fun and it's hysterical. And I hate to say it because it sounds so trite, but like, honestly, the creativity that we see is staggering. I mean, I go to Burning Man every year. My best costume is not as good as like practically the worst costume in the parade. These people do not mess around.
They don't. We used to get naked people. We'd get
really?
Naked in the olden days. In the olden days of Tompkins Square. I mean, I think some of the original, because again, this was before there were dog costumes.
Totally.
So the owners used to dress up more than the dogs.
Makes sense.
So we have had our fair share of naked people at the Tompkins Square Halloween Dog Parade.
I don't want to see
but
that.
But not recently.
No, I don't want to see
recently.
That.
Not recently. The neighborhood's changed.
It's changed dramatically.
It's changed dramatically.
Which is, you know, and you can see it through the dog costumes, which have become much more... I don't even know, more current event based, you know, and just kind of more, I mean, everything's going to be there. Who am I kidding? I mean, there's ghosts, goblins, witches, you know, like name it, right? You know, Robin Hood, Little Red Riding Hood, Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty, all of them. I mean, they're all there, but they're usually, you know, shorter than 24 inches tall and They're usually having a pretty good time. Sometimes the dogs get a little tired.
I've always liked the floats. There was one year the
floats are
the
crazy.
Couple made the wave. They had a wave machine.
Oh, my God.
And there was a surfboard on top of it.
I remember that.
And it
was
Gidget Goes to Tompkins Square.
That was amazing.
And so their dog was Gidget on top of a surfboard with a wave machine underneath it.
I mean, it's truly like this is one of my favorite things because it's like, yay, crazy New Yorkers, woo, you know, and it's just it's a good and this is a term I hate. But let me tell you, this is a good day to let your freak flag fly. And it's a great day to do this and like blame it on your dog. No, my dog.
And
really
then we had
the
wing walker. There was a couple that had made like a biplane. They had made a small biplane.
Oh, my God.
And they're two. I don't know what their dogs were. They were like some Maltipoos or Cockapoos. Mm-hmm. And one of them was the pilot and the other one walked out on the wing.
This is sick. It's just nuts. And it's so fun and it's so ridiculous. That's what I love about it is just the level of goofiness and fun. But let me tell you, I mean, these people, there's a group of people that take this like crazy seriously.
We had the couple last year who flew in from Texas.
And we had
with the float.
Crazy.
They built an entire like alien invasion from Roswell,
right.
New Mexico,
had
to fly in all these pieces from Texas.
It's truly wild. And I mean,
and they did not win Best in Show, but they came close.
They were pissed. They were bummed out, they thought they had it. They really did. And that's the other thing, too. I mean, like, you know, people will, like, saunter in with their awesome costume, and then there's, like, you know, 200 amazing costumes, and it's like, oh, crap.
And then we had the Good Humor cart, and they opened up, like, they had the Good Humor cart, and then they opened up, like, the ice cream, and all the dogs jumped out. I'm the popsicle, I'm the fudgicle. And they didn't win. They won something, but they didn't win the big prize.
I'll tell you, it breaks my heart when, like last year, for example, I remember we were trying to get top 10 in one of the divisions. There's like two or three groups because there's so many of them that
and you
we
get
need
at
to
least,
cut it.
I mean, we give out at least 10 prizes
yeah,
like, per round.
Yeah, you guys are good at that. But, oh my God, the fact that like I sat there all last year and I don't remember all the costumes by a long shot. You know what I mean? There's so much to see and there's just so much madness. And what I like too is that everybody's having a good time. Everybody's pretty well behaved. Everyone waits. Cause I mean, you're going to get online and you're going to wait. You're not going to saunter in and just, oh yes, you're here. Come on the runway now. No, it's going to be like, take your number, wait online. You might have a long wait. You might not, but you probably will. So,
but everyone's going to take, it's like a photo event.
That's the thing,
so
too.
If you're online, believe me, like all the press is there.
Yep.
Everyone gets their 15 minutes of fame with
Seriously.
Every single news source in the
Seriously.
World is there.
I mean, oh my God, remember the Japanese TV? I mean, they love it. They're like interviewing everybody. And if you're into Instagram, if you're into Snapchat, if you're into all these apps, man, let me tell you, it's like, make sure you, what's our hashtag this year? Do we have one?
Do we have one?
I don't know. I don't remember.
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, well.
Should we make one?
We should. Right here, right now. Hashtag, I don't know, because Tompkins Square Park Halloween Dog Parade, that's a lot to
add.
That's
a lot
rough.
To add. And then it's the double S, too, like Tompkins Square. It throws everyone off.
Mayhap. And I don't know if T-S-P-H-P would work. I think that's pushing it, too. Okay, we're going to work on that one.
We need to work on a hashtag.
We can, you know, if you're in this or if you're taking photos, you can always hashtag, like, NYC Dog Parade. That might be easier than the whole Tompkins Square Park or something like that. But, I mean, yeah, the press and the media, it's as much, if not more, than the Mermaid Parade. I mean, every press junket shows up. It's unbelievable.
I think that's what blew it up. It's like, this has become, like, the cell phone camera event.
Seriously, it is.
I mean, people always came to the parade. Like, we'd be struggling to fit, like, 1,000 people into the dog run to see this. And then all of a sudden, like, 10,000 people started coming. Because they're just, it's all you want to do is take pictures.
You really do. Or just, like, point and smile. Because it's, I mean, it's truly
hysterical.
And
it hurts. It literally hurts. Like, your face is aching. Like, I wake up every year in, like, a horrible mood. Like, oh, damn it. This, the last year. This, I'm not doing this again.
I can vouch for that.
Don't even talk to me. This is the last damn year we're doing this thing. It's like people get mad at me, and it's like, and I'm like, never again. And then it and then I got to get up at 6 o'clock, and I'm not a morning person, but I got to open up the park at 6 o'clock to get this thing ready. And believe me, I'm like, and never again. This is it. This is it. And I've been doing that for 27 years. And then once those people, once those dogs show up, it just hurts. Like, you're literally, you can't help, but like, you're like an idiot.
You are. I mean, we're like howling at the judges stand and laughing. And we're not laughing at anybody. We're laughing at how awesome these things are. Because, I mean, honestly, if you've ever seen, you know, four dogs painted and dressed like Kiss on a stage with miniature instruments with a background music playing and a light show. I mean, what are you going to do? Seriously.
And your dog has to love it. Like, some dogs love the attention.
Yeah, they do.
I know people have said to me, is this like really a good thing to be doing? Like, my boyfriend is like, I don't like this. And like, my dog would never love it. And Tarka wouldn't. You know, he's a very regal German shepherd.
Fair
and
enough.
He's not going to this.
He has no time for this. He's much more sophisticated.
But there are other dogs that just ham it up.
Yeah, they do.
Like, they just cannot. They love the attention.
That's the part that I love. And it's so cute.
Now, my own dog. Not so much.
Well, dad's putting this on. So
I had three Rhodesian Ridgebacks. And ooh. One year, like, we always do an elaborate, like, poster.
Yeah.
But one year, lo-fi design was, like, all the rage. It was, like, everybody wanted lo-fi, like, no fancy typeface, hand-drawn totally. Letterings. And I decided, all right, I'm just going to get, like, a sheet and put two holes on it and put it on top of Java's head. Java looked like he saw me cutting the eye holes and like measuring the eye holes on his eyes. And he was just basically like, I dare you. I dare you to put that on me. Like 45 minutes later, like I ruined like two sets of sheets.
Oh no.
And he's like in the other room going like, if there's a way like his paw could have given me the middle finger. He's like, Dad, you're an ass. There's no way.
I don't want to perform, Dad. Don't make me do this. You're like a pageant dad with this thing. But actually, you're not that bad. You let you.
I don't know. It's like the cobbler's kids with the bad shoes.
Totally.
Like, my dogs are like, don't even think about it. It's October. We're going to be in the other room, okay?
Seriously, it's like, oh, God, it's coming up. Hide. I don't know what to do. Oh, my God, this is so funny. So, like, do you have, like, a favorite costume of all the years? Is there one that sticks out to you that's like, oh, my God, this is incredible?
Oh, you're going to put me on the spot because there were so many.
I know. It's a tough question, right?
I love the King Kong. We talked about that one.
Brilliant.
I love the line. Remember Lynn Lina every year, and she's actually taken herself
Lynn is no
out of
joke,
she's
man.
Taken herself out of the competition
she's
this year. She's retired.
No,
and I gave her an emeritus position on the judging panel.
Oh, cool.
But one year she came as the lion tamer, and she built an entire circus. Like she literally, like she had the lion cart.
Oh my god!
Opened up the lion cart.
Oh my god!
Took out the three pedestals mm-hmm. and got her dogs to jump out of the lion cart and like she cracked the whip.
Oh my God, I love her so much.
And got her dogs to perform tricks on each of the little barrels.
And that's no joke too, because I mean for these dogs to focus when you've got 10,000 people walking around.
You gotta practice, because
yeah,
I know this has happened a lot of times. People wanted to have an interactive thing with their dog
yeah.
and then they got on stage and the dog was like, I don't think so.
Totally. It's like, I don't like this, Mom. I'm scared. Yeah, seriously. And I mean, that's one of the reasons why I love Lady Gaga, because, man, the chicken, she never gets flustered, man. That is the most professional actor I've ever seen. I mean, she comes in.
I'm just glad that chicken got out of there alive.
Oh, my God. I'm kind of amazed that the dogs are all kind of like, what in the hell is that? You know, I don't think any of them, because, you know, we got city dogs. So city dogs don't really meet chickens that often unless you're in Brooklyn.
Well, there's Quinlan the pig who lives in the East Village.
I forgot about Quinlan.
And you know, and then I remember the first time Quinlan came to the dog park,
oh
and I'm like,
God.
Oh my God.
Watch
you know,
this.
I've been managing this dog park, and I think I'm about to see the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
God.
And the dogs were just like, sup, pig?
That's
sup.
Funny.
Sup?
That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I wouldn't have expected that at all. Does she do the competition?
They came by one year, but I don't think they ever dressed up.
Well, you know, there's a peacock in Bushwick
now. And we also have
now.
A wolf in the neighborhood, too.
You're kidding.
The wolf also
yes!
The wolf also came to the dog park, and again,
Yeah.
I remember I went for a walk with the wolf, with the owner.
That's so cool.
And I said, well, wait here. I'm going to go get my dog upstairs. And trust me, when we come down in the elevator, he's going to bark like crazy. But once we start walking, he'll be fine. Gabriel came out and he saw one look at the wolf waiting in the lobby. And he was like, okay, let's go.
Really?
Yep.
That's wild. I forgot about
the
wolf.
So they surprise us.
I met the wolf last year. The wolf's beautiful.
The wolf is great.
Yeah, wolf's cool. The wolf's really chill. Like, you would have no idea this thing was a wolf. If you don't know what a wolf looks like, you'd just think it was a big dog with long legs.
He was, for a while, he was the best behaved dog in the dog park.
I know, right? It's like, oh
the best behaved dog in Tompkins Square Park is a wolf.
It's so perfect. Oh, my God. I mean, why wouldn't there be a wolf in the East Village? You know what I mean? It's absolutely perfect. It's so cool. This is a rain or shine event. Last year, we pretty much came close to drowning at one point because of the rain.
We're going to have great weather this weekend.
I'm excited.
It's not going to be, you know, and it's not brilliantly sunny. You get better pictures.
Yeah, yeah. And it's also better for all of us because then you don't get
sunburned. So it's going to be partly sunny, partly cloudy. So we'll get nice shadows in our photographs from time to time.
If you are planning on entering, you need to bring water for your pet. Please, because there are water fountains there, but when you got 10,000 people in a one New York City square block park, waiting for water is not fun. So make sure you bring some water. I bring water for yourself as well. You might want snacks for both of you as well if your animal performs
better. And if you don't have a costume ready yet, there's still time.
That's true. That's true. If you don't have a costume yet, please don't run. The last thing us judges would want to see, and with all due respect, no more dachshunds dressed like hot dogs in store-bought costumes, please. I mean, that's like the parade of, you know, Frankfurters. It's like, woohoo! If a bunch of you guys get together and you do it together, that's a whole different story. I mean, quantity always goes well with this, you know?
Group costumes, always an added event.
Yep.
Kid with a dog
kid
is
with
always
a dog
an
is 50,000 points, I swear to God. Kid with a dog, oh my God, it's almost like stealing the show.
Owner-dog interaction, yep. An important part of the judging. What
big
else do
time.
You look for? Those are the big ones.
But look for people that are having a good time, people that are excited to be on that runway. There's a lot of jaded New Yorkers that get up there that are like, oh, I'm in, you know, I'm New Yorker, ugh. Which is fine. We're all jaded. We all live in the city. But like, you got to ham it up, man. I mean, come on. You're in a costume with your dog walking a runway in Tompkins Square Park. This is not time to be Joe Serious unless it's part of your concept. So, you know, if you're acting in the concept, that's awesome, too. We're really looking for people that are having a really good time. We're looking for detailing costume. But that being said, there have been really simple costumes that have done really well. You don't need to, you know, paint the Sistine Chapel in order to win a prize on this. But especially, this is not the time to get into a fight with your significant other. I mean, it's very, you know, people take these things like way seriously, which is awesome. And that's how we get the quality of stuff. But, you know, we're there for the dogs. We need to remember that it's for the dogs and it's for the park. And it's just, you know, it's a hell of a fun day, man. I love it. And I'm honored that this is my third year judging. So thank you for that. It's super fun.
Yay. The judges always need a hand because it's a very hard event to judge.
It's rough. It really is because they just don't stop. It's like, okay, I got my top 10. And then
well,
you're like,
I have my Supreme Court of judges now.
Oh, cool.
But in past years, the judges were not so good and they missed people.
Oh.
And people can be inconsolable.
Mm-hmm.
So I give you guys a hand. You pulled it off every year.
Thanks.
And you literally got like 2 minutes like to tally
that's
at the
insane.
End of the round. You just
oh
got a tally.
God.
And, you know, forget these AKC judges. At least they have standards to go against, you know?
Hey.
Like there's a breed standard. There's something we're supposed to be looking for. This is a tough cookie to judge.
It is really tough. And I'll tell you, like last year, I remember I think we had three groups. It was a lot of different groups. And by the time we'd finished judging group three, and then we were putting them all together for, you know, Supreme Best Show and all that, it got to the point where it was like, wait, who was that? So, I mean, I now cheat and I take photographs of ones I like and other ones that are just cool, just so I've got a reference on my phone. Because really, I mean, you have less than a minute on that runway, because if you had more, I mean, we'd be there till midnight. So it's pretty quick, but you do get to sashay and be fabulous and all that. So we do take copious notes. Thank God there's a panel of us, because if it was one person, they'd be hiding underneath that desk after about 15 minutes going, I can't do this. This is really hard. So does the park make out by doing this?
Do we make out?
Yeah. Do you get like good things for the park for doing this?
Most of our dog, like a lot of folks don't understand that the dog parks are not, although we were on park land, they're supposed to be self-sustained.
Really?
So we've got to raise money for our own dog park.
Yeah.
We have to raise money to clean the surface.
Totally.
For poop bags, for trash can liners. So this one event pays for our dog park.
It's amazing.
And Tompkins Square doesn't have a big park conservancy.
I'm surprised by that in this day and age. You would think they would.
They don't like a park conservancy in Tompkins Square.
Makes sense.
And you don't get a fancy dog park unless you have a park conservancy that pays for it.
Makes sense.
So this one event pays for like our dog park for the year.
That's amazing. And so,
like, I had to beg the parks department to get, like, because we were the first dog park to get renovated.
Wow.
We were like, actually, we were the second.
The nerve.
I got to look at the first and make improvements.
That's cool.
And they were always like, well, you guys don't have a park conservancy, so you can't pay for it. And I'm like, I will raise the money.
Nice.
Tell me how much you want.
Nice.
And so this is what this event is all about. It was about, you know, building us the dog park. And Tompkins was the park that figured out how to build a better dog park.
That's really cool.
Years ago, like, they thought they would just give you a little lawn and say, okay, well, we're going to let dogs there like for a few hours a day. And as it became more and more popular, we realized we had to do something. You had to take care of it in a way.
Yeah.
So Tompkins kind of innovated the way that we would build a dog park in New York City.
It's a great park, man. I mean, it's a really, really nice park. The footing is really good. And what I like about it is, you know, in the dog park in New York, having a dog, I mean, it's hard. And it's hard to find, you know, to make the time, because we're all so damn busy trying to pay the rent, to let your dog off leash and do that kind of thing. And I like the dog parks.
And the dog parks really become, if you live in the city, the dog park, and you own a dog, that's your backyard.
It really
is. It's like you go to work and you just can't wait to come home, grab your dog, go out to the dog park and see your neighbors.
That's the thing. That's what I love about it. And that's what kills me, because I'm in Red Hook and we don't have a dog park. And let me tell you, the dog parks are really, I think they're extraordinarily important for community. And you guys still have that. And I think that that's something.
It's great because everyone comes to the dog park, all ages. Mm-hmm. It's great for like retired folks.
Yeah,
they get
is.
To meet like young folks before work.
Totally. And the dogs get to
and
be
it really
off-leash.
Is your backyard in the city.
And it really, really is.
As
I
long
mean,
as you have a dog.
Yes, you cannot enter the dog runs without a dog. So do not. And also, hi, people, do not bring your lunch into the dog park and then get pissed when 40 dogs jump on you and steal your sandwich. I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer. But I've seen it, oh my God, so many times. And it's like, really?
I remember one time Drea Di Matteo, the actress, was meeting her best friend, Isaac Mizrahi, in the dog park. And Isaac decided to bring a sausage, Italian sausage sandwich.
What the hell?
The dogs went crazy. And nobody was more aghast than Drea Di Matteo, who was like, oh, Isaac, no.
I'm so sorry. I missed that. Oh, my God. That's like this is amazing. Oh, my God.
She was like, they're going to get in a fight. You have to take that sandwich out of here.
And Drea is a great, great pet owner. I know her from selling her pet food a million years ago from Whiskers Holistic Pet Food, which arguably is the best pet food store in New York City. And it's right down the street from Tompkins Square Park.
Oh, Whiskers.
I love Whiskers, man. Phil is amazing. Phil is one of the most. He was
my
one
dog
of my
used to drag me there in the morning before they opened.
Ooh.
And would literally throw himself on the sidewalk if the store wasn't open. And I'm like, dude, we gotta go. I can't stand here all day. I gotta get to dad's gotta get to work,
right?
And he's like, no,
like,
they're gonna open soon.
I swear, I promise they'll be here. Look, they're inside. Look, oh my God, working there was amazing. I've never worked in a pet store where more people get dragged in by their pets ever. And like, I remember one dog broke leash and was like on, it's in between 2nd and 3rd Avenue on 9th Street, and a dog broke leash on Third Avenue and 9th Street. And let me tell you, man, this dog, full sprint whiskers.
It had one place. Yeah, it's mine.
Yeah. It was like, I'm going, and thank God, you know, because he didn't cross the street, nothing like that. He just sprinted down the sidewalk, and all of a sudden we're all like,
They had shark biscuits one year. Oh, it was God, like these biscuits made out of like shark fins or something. Yeah. I don't know.
It's like shark cartilage or something.
I'm not sure you're supposed to be killing sharks, but like Java loved them. Loved them.
Those things were like crack for dogs. It was like, here's a little piece. We'll see you later. You know, first bite free, then you're screwed after this. Yeah, those were no joke. Ugh, Garrett, I hate this. We're out of time. Yes, and this was so super fun.
My God, Saturday. Well, you know what? Like, do you know how much I have to do between now and Saturday? I still have to number all the tags to put on people. And
I would offer to help.
Oh, my God. I forgot to call the precinct. I got to make sure all of our barricades show up in time.
Oh, God, right.
And they get delivered.
So if,
we got a stage to set up.
If people want to volunteer, can they volunteer day of? Do you need volunteers?
I think we're pretty set.
Okay, cool.
We're pretty set. Like, if you ever put on a community event, like, you need, like, a small amount of volunteers.
That's true.
Because if you get a large amount of volunteers, you get a lot of ideas about we should do it this way or
that
way.
That's a really good point.
So, yeah, we're all set.
So, for
people
that want to find out more about this, the Facebook page is the 27th Annual Tompkins Square Dog Park Halloween Parade. I know, it rolls right off the tongue, right? Super easy. But you can find them on Facebook.
Or online at TompkinsSquareDogRun.com.
That's way easier. I like that one.
And that will bring you, there's a special page dedicated to the Halloween parade.
Yep.
We got a really active Facebook page, and if you
Facebook
go to TompkinsSquareDogRun.com, it will send you to the Facebook page as
Perfect.
Well.
Perfect. And anything on Twitter? Are you Instagram people, Twitter people, Snapchat? All the kids are doing it.
Yeah, all of it. All of the above.
Cool. If you are there and taking photographs, please hashtag, because we live vicariously through your photographs, especially because I'm judging, so I don't get to see. If you're not competing, people still get dressed up, bring their dogs, and just hang out in the park.
I think TSP Dogs gets a lot.
Oh, I like that.
Like, TSP Dogs is a big hashtag. East Village Dogs is another big hashtag.
Perfect. Garrett, this was so much fun. Oh my God, I can't wait for Saturday. I'm so excited. And I mean, this is legitimate. I'm really, really stoked for this thing. This is like the highlight of my year, pretty much. So if you guys come down, if anybody comes down, tell your friends, tell your dog loving friends, because truly this is something that you need to see. You can bring the kids. If you're not competing, you can hang out for a little bit and then go get brunch. You know, there's a lot of places that are super packed around the park at this day, but even to just kind of stop in and say hi, it's a pretty amazing thing. I will be at the judges' stand dressed like a zebra. I don't know. If it's cold, it'll be a zebra to sweater or something like that. But please give a hand.
I think it's going to be 70 this weekend.
Oh, thank you, God. Okay, so then I'll just be looking ridiculous in my zebra costume, which is, you know, pretty awesome. But that being said, you guys, you need to come down to this.
We always go like a week early. So like once you get your dog all dressed up, there's more costume contests to go afterwards.
Exactly.
You get an extra week of living on social media with your costume.
Totally. And so, Garrett, I mean, from everybody, thank you so much for doing this. And like 27 years of this, man, I mean, thank you. Thank you. This is really, truly, it's become a real New York tradition for a lot of people. And I think it's really cool that you're the one that created this. So thank you for that. For everybody else, I will be back next week with a brand new episode of Animal Instinct. Until then, you can find the Animal Instinct page on Facebook. If you do a search, it's Animal Instinct 73. Look for the cat wearing glasses with purple hair. I'm on Twitter as @FoodHealer. I'm sorry, no the. And otherwise, I'm around. You know, you can find me on iTunes and Stitcher, same thing. And hopefully I'll see you guys in the park on Saturday. And if you can't make it, then I'll talk to you next Monday. So thanks for listening and take care.
Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content and to hear about exclusive events, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at @heritage_radio. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. and we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Rate the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join our community by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening.
Hi, listeners. We want to tell you about a podcast we're really digging. It's called Christopher Kimball's Milk Street Radio. Every week, they travel the world to find the most fascinating stories about food, including children who harvest cod tongues after school in Norway, and a detective who tracks down food thieves. And on Milk Street Radio, you can always find the unexpected. The comedian who ranks apples using an elaborate 100-point system, the secret history of grocery stores, and how to eat your way through Italy. They also interview the most beloved names in food like Jacques Pepin, Sola Aweli, Jose Andres, Jet Tila, Ina Garten, Nigella Lawson, and Padma Lakshmi. Plus, co-hosts Christopher Kimball and Sarah Moulton do live calls with listeners and answer their questions about ingredients, techniques, and culinary mysteries. Like, why roasting a leg of lamb made one caller's oven explode? Ever wonder why your bread won't rise or your souffle falls flat? Chris and Sarah have the answers. You'll also hear from a rotating cast of contributors, including Kenji Lopez-Alt, Cheryl Day, Dan Pashman from The Sporkful, and Alex Inouz, a French guy cooking from YouTube. Take a listen at 177milkstreet.com/radio or just search your podcast app for Milk Street Radio.